So we're looking at the Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Chiddushim, which we'll find in Rabbeinu Yehuda. So he said that the dinner persoi is that they can be kaveya, that the person gets a chazak after memshana. The field of the Dharma Shayna Mahanosa, Melech Amina Dinah Mahanosa Dinah. Vyesho Hayoimrim, Glory of Kamalam Dinah Mahanosa Dinah, Elo with the Dharma Shayna Mahanosa Melech. So it only applies to things which are lahanasim melech, and that's takap shad in the Gemara before, and that's how you're going to answer by his kasha. Shivachar Mishmul Nitzi Agoy Ran Kamidbor Klamachsim Hem Zocha Behem, because I by his kasha dinam achuzadina. Teretz that wasn't lahanasim melech. So melech there's no dinam dinam achuzadina. Herakam of the Gittin Amanami Tani Kutsi can get the Noshim Klamer to Star Matana Bar Kalos is possible. Lormina dinam achuzadina. So that's what this Yeshurim says, that the between the Tula Shadows of the Gemara and Gittin in Rabbeis is, do you say Dinam Chuzdina in the case it's not Lahanosa Melech, that Melech has no benefit batsim to say that Shtore Matana written in Arko should have validity. That's not Lahanosa Melech. Semela, one test of the more is dinam achuzadina, which means even in such a situation, you say dinam achuzadina. And the other Lashon says, no, Erechanami, Shtar, Matana do not work because you don't say dinam achuzadina because not Lahanosa Melech. He says, no. He says, well, we near the Hachimin and Hassim and Tani Chutzu Gidin Hashim, Lamishin and Mishum the Dinam Chuzina. The Pshat in the second Lashon of the Gemara over there, which says that you doesn't say Dinam Chuzina again. So the Mishum there says that Kol Ashtar Zoylam or Bakol Shalakum are kosher, except for Gidin Hashim. Gidin means that, so the more, says, the more on that, the more it says, Bisham of Ashtar Mecher, that the kinyan is with the mammon, the purpose of the shtar is in raya. We have a chazak of our kos that they're serious, that they do not want to be married. Avshayu, inside the raya that it's emes, a raya that we have a raya that it's emes. So you want to have a, if it's a shtar raya, it's a shtar raya. But by matana, which the haknoz with the shtar, there's no kesef. Morris says, how can it work? I start a chasma ba'amahu. The star is, it's a piece of, it's a worthless piece of paper. It's nothing. That's the Morris kash. So Morris gives two terusim. One terus is dinam achuzadinam, which means even though the star ikar adin, the star should not work as a valid kinyan in shari matana. But dinam achuzadinam says that the star will be kind of. That's what they said, that the star, which is oil of our coast, is a valid kinyan. Okay? So we have a way to be kind of dinam achuzadinam. Iboy is same. We're going to, when the Mishnah said that Gitinashim don't work, it wasn't only Gitinashim don't work, which the less of a Gitin Kedushin, it means anything which the star is the Kayach of the Maisa, it's not a star Raya, it's a star Kenyan. The star is the pile of the Chalais. So by get, the star can't be piled the chalais. And by shermatan also, the star can't be piled the chalais. And echanavi, the more the mission is excluding shermatan also. So the first half of the Gemara is dinam achuzadinam. The second half of the Gemara is not. Based on the kolei shas, we pass like the second washer. Means pashas that comes out the end of the Gemara is, you don't say dinam achuzadinam, which that's going to be very uncomfortable because we have the, like the Ridvah pointed out, there's nobody's chalak on dinam achuzadinam. So what's the problem over here? So some Rishonim and Echanami Taka say that the boy is same in the Gemara is that we don't pass on the Mechuzadina. But comes along this Yesharim and says, no, I'll tell you the chilik. The issue we hear is, do you say it in a case with Lahanasa Melech or not Lahanasa Melech? So again, it's not the get to the Melech whether the Shtar should work or not. That's something we sound our cause. That's what the courts do, is what's in the get to the Melech. So that's the nafkah. That's the two stadim of the Gemara. Zotar ben Ayana, bli nira the lahachir min and hasim tani chutz mikigitei nashim. Ulo b'shinin Allah b'shul adinam achuzadinam. The second time the more holds, you can't adinam achuzadinam. Lefi she'en ha-melech mafkiyam momen yisrael etzel chaveroi el kos man shubo lodin merkos alehem. Like you said before, it's only once you come to their coast, you're actually in court, so the melech has, even if it's not lahanos ha-melech. right? But the authority is once you submit to their kos, the melech says, I want their kos to work. That's important to me, their kos should work. That I said. How the two of you work something out, that's your business. It's not worth going to go to arbitration. Go to Bezda. I don't care how you work them. When you come to court, you have to follow the decision of the court. If you go to court, so they wrote it. That's not called a decision of the court. The writing of the star is not called the decision of the court. They wrote it up. They wrote up a document, and now they're doing a chalos. So we said that the kayak of our kos to be binding on the Israel, it's only if you go to judge, adjudicate something in their kos. So you didn't do that. Okay? That's the second lesson of the Gemara. The Kamra Hasim time in the Masisha Mishum Dinam Chusatima. The first lashon of the Mara holds. Here, Shana Marcha Yochel Lachzer Boy Oi Shikar Hufka Mimeno Hasara B'Dinam Machusa. Again, so Dinam Chusatima just means that there's a hafkos. So once you wrote up the shtar in our kos that you're selling it, and Dinam Chusatima says that that's called a valid decision of the our kos. That's binding on you. You can't be chayzer anymore. So you lost bialus on the karka. You can't be chayzer. And then the person will be kaina with whatever kaina, whatever the kenyan is. Right? You're not kaina with that.
Just
a
rhino.
Now, by Shtar Mecher, the Zuzi, over here, it's Shtar Matana. So you have to say there's a Maisa Chazaka, there's something when I actually take possession of the field, and I start using the field, and which would come out, we'd have the scenario in the Dalama Beis that Ben Adivorim, the way he's presenting, and as soon as the Shtar Matana is written up in the Arkos. That's called according to that lesson of the word, that's called the decision of our kos, and you're tafka hufka, and you can't be chayzer. But the person not kaina until he does a kinyan chazaka. So what will be in between? The lechar, you'd end up with this very strange din of Shmuel by case of a son of Yisrael, not a case of a son of Akka. That the din of the kayach of the malchus in the mafkia through our kos starts immediately. But you're not kaina until you do a chazaka. Strange din. Inami. An important point that we're at the end. Efshir the shekainim b'shtar. No, maybe we could argue that the shtar does work. The morse is chasma b'ahama, and he's grappling with the dinam achuz adina luchara isn't the kayak to be makna, because dinam achuz adina according to him is just a kayak of hafkoah, not a kayak to be makna. So I have a Gemara Situmsa. So there's a more in Bamatzia. The more says it's on Gimel over there, I think. Ayin Dalet. The Gemara over there says that the people were selling barrels of wine. It was a shigolan asik to do a kinyan in a barrel of wine. You know, you're selling many barrels of wine. So each one is separate. So I'm buying 10 barrels of wine from you. I have to separate my kinyan every single one of them. So they could have done a kinyan sudra, but they weren't doing kinyan sudra for a reason. They made up over by them. It became the hoga that if you go to the barrel and you move the barrel, that's called a kinyan. See, tumsa. So Moore says, that's how the Moore Yayin were knowing amongst themselves. And this is what they're going to do. So the Gemara, it works. See, Tumsa works. Why does it work? Because Minigam Medina. Now, Rabbi Sachs pointed out, he mentioned, Minigam Medina, when it's talking about Hiblis, when it comes to Yonim of Yiskaivis, we understand. Let's speak out the Chiddush of the Gemara. Right, there's company skyvis. I can mechayim myself. Moment, I can mechayim myself. So if the dinei atara, I'm not mechayim to provide lunch for my workers. I'm allowed to let them eat from what they're working, but I'm not mechayim to provide lunch for them. But if the minigam adina is to provide lunch, and I didn't speak out otherwise when I hired you, it's kila. I made it tonight. I'm mechayim myself lunch. I can mechayim myself. He stopped us, and I have part of your contract that you get lunch. Right, so I'll give Mekhayev you that. So Minigam Adina is Mekhayev me, even though I didn't speak it out, since that's Minigam Adina. We assume you did all that's Minigam Adina, you're Mekhayev myself. That's very easy. Comes on the Kiddush of this Gemara, and the Gemara says it's more than that. It wasn't just that you're Mekhayev yourself. The Gemara says it works, Al-Tilchus Kiyonim it works. This is now a Kenyan. It's not just because you shook the barrel, now you're Mekhayev to deliver the barrel to me. It's my barrel. I own the wine now. Well, what's the kinyan? The Chazal gave us the Harza Hagboa, there's Mashicha, there's Mesira, there's Sudr, there's Chotzer, there's Agav, there's a little kinyan called Situmsa. Should have taken it. So the more it works, the minig of Medina, it's the minig of the Sarikrim to do that, that becomes a valid halachic minig, and it's kind. It's a very big hinge. This way I'm used to understanding it. So my Telzes over here will like this very much. My Brises over here will not. I think I mentioned this to you one time. So the Chazon Ish has a siman in Chasam Mishpat, I think it's Chavzayin, that he brings Kedushin Torah that he heard from his father, Shmayel Karelitz. He heard Kedushin from his father. So Shmayel said that the whole Yisod of Kinyonim is Betzim Gemiras Das. The Kayach of Kinyonim is Gemiras Das. So that's what we said. We want to say that the concept of Kinyonim, I cannot be Machna an item to you and make it yours without some type of a kinyan. I decided it's yours, therefore it's yours. No, I can be makdish it and make it hekdish. I can be mafker it. That I can do. But to make it yours, I can't make it yours without some type of ma'aseh kinyan on your part. So, but you find in the Gemara there's something called the Dvarma Hanikdim Bamira. There's certain things more by Shtari Basikta, the more says the Dvarma Hanikdim Bamira. Now, the case of Shtari Basikta Punk has got a case of Yiskaibis. So that we understand, even though normally you say you need a ma'aseh kinyan, over here you're so serious and you're so committed that you can create these Yiskaibis with just deeper alone. Right. But he suggested that the Betzim, the Yisod of all Kiyonim is a Gemiras Das, to be marked into you makes it yours. Chazal touched up, when does that Gemiras Das take place? When I do a Maisa Kinyan, and we interact in some way, either I do a Maisa to give it to you, or you do a Maisa to be kind of, with my Dibra of Lake Chazek Kini, Lake Mashaykh Kini, Lake, you know, whatever I say, the fact that we're interacting with this Maisa, that creates a level of commitment that is makna. But the Yisod of the Hakna is the Das, not the Maisa. And that's what you find in Shas, certain cases, that the Das is enough even without the Maisa. That's what he suggests. Now, when Tells, we heard it over, Tells and Rav said the same word. It says, you know, which fits in the world of Tells with the Yon of Das, etc. In other words, there's no Yisod Musa called the Maisa Kinyan, which is that's Batsim in the Hakno. Now, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, in one place he says, his response to that was, it's a Pashat Ashad on the paper was written on. Rachmanis on the paper was a waste of paper to write such a shtickle. That was Rav Shach's response to that, which that's your brisker side. But the Kharsi Tum says that Yisod. See, Tum says, well, we made up a kinyan. So if you have the law of Hilchot Kinyanim, so that we decided we're going to make a kinyan. Who are you? Chazal came along and said, these are the kinyanim, that's the way it is, and that's the end of the conversation. We came along and we said that in this field of endeavor, that a handshake and mazel tov is called a kinyan, and everybody commits to that, now you have a gemiras das with a handshake and a mazel tov. Now, Situm says very negay alochel ma'isim b'zman hazeh. It's extremely negay alochel ma'isim b'zman hazeh because all kinyanim, which are electronic kinyanim, are based on Situm. So we use Situm all the time. All right, so I sold you 50,000 shares in my company, and what happens? So there's a transfer of money from your account to my account, and in some electronic ledger somewhere, it's listed under my name. Now the whole company goes under. I say, I never bought it. Didn't know what Kenyan is. Tough luck on you. I never, you know? No. It's your shares. What's my shares? What made my Kenyan? What's the Kenyan? Situmsa. Because that's the standard way we do in this business. Situmsa becomes extremely legal. I mean, you know, all these electronic, it's all the time nowadays.
It can't be considered like
a
Rishus. Now it's
your
Rishus.
Okay, I'm not sure which one of the bigger Chiddush Situmsa are saying that that's considered to be my Rishus.
Control.
Okay. I think that would be the Chiddush to say.
Okay.
So comes along the Rebbeinu Yoyada, and he says, listen, the same way there's a musig of minig asarpim generates a lacha that can make a kinyan. So dinah the makus the dinah generates a minig also. Right, so after Shekhinah Mishtar, Kedomer Hossam, Haisatum Sukanya, Ba'ashas, and Ehigin Rikdibah. If this became a standard way, because our Kos have put their stamp of approval upon that this Shtar is a valid way to be Makda, and that's how everybody does it, that becomes now the standard way to do it. That becomes the Minig over here. And once it becomes the Minig, there's a Lacha, then Kalsi Tumsa, which says that Minhagim are Kinyanim. But then a Machuzanami Kiminhagahabi. So then a Machuz is not worse than a Minig. So if you recall, all the way to the beginning of the Hakdama, when we first started discussing, Saitonya Ramesha says that he was asked the question of rent control, and he says he doesn't want to answer based on Dinah Mechuzadinah, because first of all, it's a very confusing issue, Dinah Mechuzadinah by rent control, and second of all, because we have to refer to times in the Medina, and therefore it's uncomfortable to discuss this Biksav, at least the issue. He says, but we don't want to get involved in that. It works out to Minigam Medina. Because Dinah Mechusa generates Minigam Medina. That became the standard. So if in the city that you live in, there's rent control. The rent control means that once the person starts renting, you cannot kick him out as long as he wants to stay there, and you cannot raise the rent even to the regular market price. You know, so he's been renting it at a very minimal price, and all of a sudden the whole neighborhood went upscale. So Park Slope used to be considered the slum, and now Park Slope is like, you know, the yuppies live over there, and it's worth, you know, $3,000 a month for an apartment. You were paying $500 a month, so we can raise 2% per year. So we're going to raise your apartment now. So your apartment now costs $510 a month. Right? So that's the minute. So when you rent to the person, you said, "Oh, that's the minute," Ramosha says. You expect that this is what's going on. That's the standard around here. So unless you would speak out on your contract otherwise, you did all that's the minute. See, even Dinah Mechuzah would not apply in that situation. It would not be binding. It's a Dinah Mechuzah Dinah. But since that's the standard how people do it, if you want it otherwise, you should have spoken, because Dinah Mechuzah generates a minute Hamadina. So that's the reversion, really, is this Rebbeinu Yonah. The Rebbeinu Yonah says that Dinah Mechuzah Dinah generates a minute. So that's a very important piece of the Rebbeinu Yonah. It's not like it's a Chiddush. It's Rebbeinu Yonah that says that we can say that Dinah Mechuzah generates a minute. Now the Chiddush of it is, just to speak out the Chiddush of it is, and some of the people who argue on Ramosha, they say, what does that mean? You know, so why do you have to speak it out? Because you would assume let's say the Mechuzah is not din in this situation. For whatever reason, doesn't apply. So I'm dealing with a Jew, and I know the Mechuzah doesn't apply. So I know you're not going to pull the card, pull rent control on me, because you wouldn't do that, because the Mechuzah doesn't apply over here. See, it's not din in Yisrael, you're a Gazlan. You have no right to be in my house anymore. The rent, the contract says a year. So according to the Dinah Bezdin, you go to Bezdin, so listen, a year is up, you have to leave. So no rent control. So no, Dinah Mechuzah doesn't apply over here, no rent control. There's no such thing. So you can't, I'm allowed to kick you out. So if you stay, you're sitting on my car, just like you did. So what? So why did I speak it out? Because I assumed we'll go to Bezdin and deal with it. So why? That's why I didn't speak it out. Not because I assumed the minigam adina. Of course, I didn't assume the minigam. If you tell me dinah mechuzah doesn't apply for whatever reason, so luckily there's not a valid dinah mechuzah. So there's no dinah mechuzah over here in the situation. Dinah mechuzah cannot create kinyan. It can't. It can't. Halakhali, it's not a binding kinyan, because that's not their karech. It's not to be makka. The karech is to be makki. So it's a dinah mechuzah, there's no power over here. It's a dinah mechuzah, there's no power in the same man control. Let's have an argument's sake, right? So the verse is saying, but who cares? It's minigam adina. What do you mean it's minigam adina? Why is it? Because the swar minigam adina over there is because Aldas Kane, you made the skiris. I didn't make an Aldas Kane, I made Aldas Dinah Tara. That's why I didn't speak it out. The fact you didn't speak out, it's a riot you're masking. No, it's not. The swar minigam adina is because you didn't speak it out, it's a riot that you're masking. So that's the kiddush of the verse's application. Would that be the Kiddush over here in the Rebbeinu Yonah? Do we see that same level in the Rebbeinu Yonah? It could be not. No, again, because over there we're discussing what was your das. So we're trying to figure out what are you planning? Over here, the Ben Yonah's case is not dealing with what you're planning. We're saying, listen, people in this city accept this as a way to be marked as something. So let's say therefore, in this people's mind, this is called the Gemara's Das. The people look at it. So I'll also accept that. I also probably mean that. It's not the same. The kudos over there. There's a raya from your shtika that you must have meant this. What's the raya? Maybe I assume they will go to Besdin. So the Ramosha's Kiddush is better and beyond what the Ben Yonah is saying, but at least the concept of that the Ramosha is starting to suggest, we found in the Ben Yonah. The Ben Yonah suggests that the Nidamachusa will be binding at least on some level like Minigam Adinam. Okay. I want to point out one thing before in the Ben Yonah.
You're
just saying that the Minigam Medina is mainly
when you come to
Kiyonim,
so Kiyonim shall suit to the way people
do or not. You're not saying that the Minigam Medina is binding. Correct. Agreed. You're just saying that the Mechusa generates what's called the Halacha of Minigam Medina. So whenever you find that Halacha of Minigam Medina is valid, so by Kiyonim it's valid, and by Shtaris it's also valid. That's what's called Gemara. That I hire you to, and I didn't speak out lunch. Then I'm tired, I don't have to give lunch. Right?
That's where Mesh is coming from.
Right. That's a good moral. That's a good meaning of giving a circle as a poil. Right? So if I hire a poil, and normally the minig is a color of the minig. Whatever this minig is to serve, to provide, that's automatic. I didn't speak it out. But since that's the standard, I must have meant that unless I said otherwise. Right? So again, Ramosh's application is a kiddush. Because that's over there. Luckily, I'm not clear to provide lunch. Mikra did. But everybody's providing lunch. Of course I meant lunch. What I went otherwise, unless I spoke out. In this case, it's a bigger Kiddush. Why should I assume you want to go to the halakha which are not valid? You're a god. Why assume you want to be a god?
Why should it be different? Why should rent control be different than lunch?
What?
Why should rent control be different than lunch?
You know what? I think it is. I don't want to get stuck on it right now. Okay. I want to go back into the Rabbeinu Yonah and touch another point. Not in this Rabbeinu Yonah. In the Mishnah Rav. Okay, no. The next piece, I'm sorry. All of you then. So the more I have the next case, what was the next case? The more the halacha is the din of taska. Anizu harure the zovin ara la taska zvino zvini. Right. So there is these people. So the bali nachlis, people which had property, and they would buy land which the taska, which is the tax of the melech on the lands. So the Gaboy HaMelech would take away the land from the owner and sell it to these Balei Nachlis, the people which had money, because that was the range that the Melech said, if you don't pay the Taska, we'll take it away from you, we'll sell it to other people. So that's a valid Kenyan, and we own the Karga. Where it says, that's the Taska. Well, the Karga lo, because Karga of the Gavra Monach, there never was a right to take the property of the person for cargo. And therefore, when the king, the Gaboy HaMelech, would take away the cargo for cargo, that they have a right to do. There wasn't in a machusa to take cargo because of the Masa Rosh. That was only for Masa Karga. So Rashi, the Rishbam says, "There kafta the gavur monach, or you tvasu achi yitam meilov, or you rechman ear." Listen, you have two choices: either you can run away, or because when they have you, they're going to put you in. They're going to be hold on to you until you give meilov, until you give. You feel compelled to give. The more brings the second one down, where it says no. Rahuna Rav Yeshua says, "I feel sorry to kada mishtab yila karga. Everything you have is mishubit to karga." And the more challenges that, so what's going to be with your root, with Bukhara, etc., the more it is, The Gemara does not seem to say necessarily that's going to be that is a leave of the Amos. The Gemara says, "Amal Hilchos Akiv Rav Huna Ben Yeshua, Beloi He Hasan Lukim Milsa Huda Amar." We don't accept this Ayin Nakuda of that everything is Meshubed Lekarga. So what is Meshubed Lekarga? Or Kekafta the Gavra? Don't Ben Yehuda know? Mishalei Parah Taska Shegias Man Lifraya Umachra Avdei Amelach Es Akarga Lisha Acher Mechon Kai. So now I do want to point out, somebody asked me this morning this question, right? So remember, the melech's koyach, the melech's dinner is not to be mocked, it's only to be mafkiyah. So the melech says, excuse me, you didn't pay the taskus, the land's not yours anymore. So why is it the melech's? The melech then sells it to somebody. So what made it the melech's, according to Ben Yerna? Where does that step come in? Somebody asked me this question. What is he saying that the hemeches is a melech? The order shem lim a marker not a marker. The pasuk cheshbon of the Gemara. So it seems to be that what the flow of the Gemara seems to say like that also. That even though the Gemara says, let's say you say that sorry, the saorim and the kada are mishtab the karga. The Gemara says you have a problem with Yerushim Benai because everything is roy. So Shmuel says, what do you mean everything is roy? It's, you owe the melech. And I owe the melech, it's not, the father is nifter. So the rule is, when the Torah says that the Bechor gets kishnayim, Bechol Asher Yimotzei Lo. It has to be by the father. So if it's not by the father, it's something which the father has a right to get. It's roy. So the father lent out $1,000 before he was nifter. So when the person comes back and pays back the chayv to the children, all the children are yarish equally. That was only roy. Whatever the father owns at the time of the Ptira, that the Bechor will take Pishnai. So Mor says, if everything you have is Meshubet Tekarga, so then everything is roy. So the Rashbam says, so what are you telling me? You're telling me if the father was Nifter and he owed money to people, that's called roy? What he has? It's not called roy. He has the car, and he has a Shibut. So where else? He has a property, he has a Shibut to the Melech. He says, no, but a melech, that's not the pshat. By everything else, if there's a mechusar gevaina, the pshat is, it belongs to the father. He has a shiva to somebody else. And the shiva to somebody else is a mechusar gevaina. So it still comes by the father. And therefore, when the father's nifter, the children are being yareish. B'chol asher yimotzei lo. It's found by the father. It's moti by the father. It means the father has it. And therefore, he gets pishnayim.
The full total. Not minus what he still owes.
Not minus what he owes.
How could you ever use land to guarantee a loan? Potentially, I could just default on paying the government my taxes, and it's not mine anymore. If I use land in Chosim to guarantee a loan that I borrowed, the person can come and take my land. So if it's not really mine, how could I do that?
Interesting question. I'm not sure. Okay, so the more says, however, by the melech, that's not the getter. By the melech, the getter is, if it's meshubet to the melech betzim has more of a schus in it than the father. So now the father is nifter, so everything is only roy. When the chayv will be paid to the melech, you will then collect these items from the melech. That's the getter of the more. So the more says, that's roy, that's not muksik. So she a problem. So by the melech, we don't call it mechusar gevaina. So the Ben Yehuda says that even though the koyach of the melech is only to be mafkia, not to be mak, now that's vis-a-vis somebody else. So if you want to know, does the melech have a koyach to say that the item, which is Reuven's, belongs to Shimon? No, they don't have a koyach to do that. They have a koyach to be mafkia. So you cannot be koina until you get the shtar. We cannot make it yours. When you get the shtar, you have to do a kinyan. That the melech can't do for you. However, that's not worse, but vis-a-vis the melech himself, when the melech is mafkiyah from you, it becomes the melech's. That step is going to be clear. That's the Gemara. That's the Kerm of War in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you say it applies to everything like a fellow has, so then there's nothing which is muksik, everything is roy. Gemara says, okay, so Zion is right? But no, it's only by Karg. So leave it to Amos. The Gemara is really learning. Pasha, you read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, in a case, in a city where there is a Chayv of a Taska, the father hasn't paid Taska yet. and the father is nifter, so on the metaltalin, the bechor will get bishnayim. And on the karka, the bechor will not get bishnayim, because right now it belongs to the melech, and it's a roy to come from the base of melech when he pays the tasker. It's only roy, the father will not get bishnayim. That's what comes out from the end of this Gemara. In a case where there was a tasker, and he hadn't paid tasker, and the father was nifter, on that part of the karka at least, which we pass in the karka to the din of the shubat to tasker, the bechor will not get bishnayim in that. Okay? I'll leave it to Hilchus. Fine. So the Rabbi Yonah points out that they are Bechesis and Melech. Therefore, the Vodah have a right to sell it out to whoever they want. So Rabbi Yonah says, Mishin is Chai, Vashalem Taskam, Meis, Ein Benoy HaBachor, Yorish, Esakarka, Lefishu Roy, Sharmufka Mibailo, Vein Loy Boklum, At Yashalem Taskam. Ben HaBachor Noit, Lebe Roy, Kibbe Muxik. So Bazisha, Balkhoib, etc., etc. Okay. Fine. Now, what's with cargo? So, how does this play out vis-a-vis cargo? So, the more so, like the cargo, like this. The cargo, there's no dinim of a skusim on the property because of it. What does it say? It says, "A kakaf of the gaver monach, o yitvasu, o ashi yitamei, love o yivrech manir." So that's the din of karga. Karga is on the kakaf of the gaver. So I just want to point out like this: there's a Rashba. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. There's a Rashba which is in the Sanhedrin packet. Which handles karga. So this is the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says that the Gemara Yevamos says that there was these people who were the people owed cargo to the Melech. They owed the head tax to the Melech, and the other people they couldn't afford to pay cargo, so other people were paying the cargo for them. It's the Rashba Reshaintes, yeah. Rashba Reshaintes. This is the one that has the header in the front. So the Mora says that the people who pay the karga would then take the people who owed the karga. The same in the Mora here says that by taska, the one who paid the taska will take the property of the karga. So Morris says the same thing happened over there, that the people who paid the cargo would take the people who owed the cargo, the head tax, and they'd be mishabah with them for the year, whatever it was that the cargo was due, they'd be mishabah with them. So Morris wants to know, the Morris presented us a question, the Yabizu, the cargo, the Inchim, Mishtadli, Behu, Avida Tayyasera, they'd be mishabah with them extra work. So Morris wants to know, do you need to get the Chirus or not? The Gemara says, when these avodim go out, do they need a star shikra or not? So Reuven owes the karga. Reuven can't afford to pay the karga. Shimon will come along and pay the karga to the base of Melech for Reuven. Then take Reuven as an eved and be mashava with Reuven for that period of time. Does he need a star shikra when he frees Reuven at the end of the year? Now, is it referring to Yisrael or Goyim? Not clear in the Gemara. Pirsh Rashi Goyim Hoyu. So it's not Reuven and Shimon. It's Bob and Shimon. And Shimon was paying for Bob. So Shimon now takes Bob as an Eved, and he's an Eved Kanani. Is he really an Eved Kanani? And therefore you need a Shtar Shechur, or is he some Shlushim? That's the Shad of the Gemara. Because ain't no some Kesef Begatim LeMelech Toifsin or some Gaboy Melech. Behind the Rapapa Ashirim Hoyu Parma Mas LeGaboy Melech. I'm kind of a some Avodim Mehem. So the Gabi would take his people for not paying. The Rapapa Baraba would then his family was rich. They would pay the Gabi Melech, and they would get these people as Avodim. Kiborlu, we have a Kenyan, the Kinafki Mine, Libo, get to the Chirus. Who partially did three, and the work of that, how can they need to get to the Chirus? Okay, now, so that's a Rashi that's going on, Goyim. The Rashba, in the next column, the Rashba says about, I have marked off with the brackets about five lines before that. L'di kashali goyim ninu hechi sasim lishi b'amra the yavi zuzi ayinchi. The Havilah the Meimer, the yavi zuzi agoyim. The worst lesson, the yavi zuzi ayinchi, they're paying the money for the people. Inchi. The worst of those is they're paying money for the goyim. It's not by goyim, not by yin. Well, v'ila av the mishtafino, was that the Rashba? That's a lesson you barely find in a Rishon. He loved the Mistafina, right? Yeah, find about Chardim, you know. Well, the Mistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say X. The Rash was saying, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say the following. We'll see that the Rambam actually says it. Mistafina Amina, the Yisraeli Nino. The case was Yisraeli. But at the Koran, the Mishavdi Behu Avida to Yisrael, so, could exceed the Salam Yavar, it's all been. That they were doing a bit of Yisera, so which the Gemara was complaining about. There's an Isser by an Eved Ivri of Lisabed by Eved Isovid. I mean, Inchitul Marley, how about the more so they're Inchitul Marley, which why they felt they were allowed to do that. Okay. Oh boy, Minei, boy, get to the Kerusa, Kim the Gaboya Melech, Moich Rimloi. They're sold by the Gaboya Melech, so it means it's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is, didn't pay his cargo. Shimon pays the cargo for him. Rapapa Bar Abba's family pays the cargo for him. Takes Reuven as an Eved. And now we want to know, does he need a star shift where when you free him at the end? That's the Moreh Shad. Uposhetle, the Moreh's lesson like this. The Moharkayu, the Hani, the Tafs of the Malkamon. This is the lesson of the Gemara. The Moreh says, the Moharkaya, which means their Chaysim Avdis, I think Rashi says over there, their sign that their Avodim is sitting in the king's storehouse, which means that the Melech has a schus Avdis on this person. Therefore, the Melech has a right to sell him as an Eved. Daldas came Heim Boyim Loder Ba'artzer. They came into this land. Aldas came. Ukiilu locha b'molchama. Sheesh lo behen kinyan aguf. Yish b'men oshevi. We know that there's a concept called kibush molchama. And kibush molchama, not only does kibush molchama work on character, kibush molchama works on avodah. When the king captures a land, he takes people as slaves. That's really, he has no right to take them as slaves. And that's it's a maisa gnei. But the maisa, he's a strong guy, so we can't stop him. No, the Torah says, Yishma Men Hashemi, there's a Muslim, Ayre Mochama, you take Shlal, a part of the Shlal, you take the animals, a part of the Shlal, you take the people as a body. So part of the Kayath of Kibush Mochama is you can take the people as a body. So Zakhtar Rashba, the lumpness of this Gemara is that when you come into my country, you are submitting to my authority, Ad Kedekach, that I have a Kayath of Kibush Mochama over you. I have full power over you. That's what it means. And therefore, Mazesh Makhmaloi Gufan Kanoi, Kabodim Ivrim, Shim Kuloi, Ayadega, Boyamelech, Kinafke, get to the Kerusa Hudit Sricha. So Rashi opens up that they get a din of Avodim Ivrim. Mashunadeka Rashi, that's the one of the Gemara. So it means the Rashi is saying that the Yisoid of this Kayat that the Melech has over the people is rooted in Kibush Mocham.
Everybody's
going to need a star shipper
in order to, I mean, how does that work?
Like,
to leave the country.
Yeah, like, now, so let's point out like this. So let's deal with the Melech Akum, it makes life easier. So the Moreh says, Farish and Yerbomus, that the Lacha is that. That as it talks about mehem tikdu eved va'oma atem kana mehem lo atem kana mezet mekam lo hem kana zezet. So which means that the goy's ownership of another goy is limited, right? But when the goy owns an eved, the Gemara says the goy owns an eved kanani, and the goy sells the eved kanani that he owns, which doesn't really own. More so, it's not a sheep, but it's not a real kinyan aguf because the goy can't own another. Another non-Jew. One non-Jew can't own a second non-Jew as a piece of property. He can't own it. Those are things. He has a skus. I mean, he has some level of a shibud in him, some level of a kinyan in him, whatever. He doesn't have a full bialess on the goof of the person. He then takes that person and he sells him to Yisrael. The Yisrael owns a kinyan aguf. But Yisrael becomes an Eved Kanani. See, it means the Yeshua is being kind of more than the goy is selling him. How do you apply it vis-a-vis the melech? It seems that the melech, that's not true. The melech mamash gets a certain level of sus in the avodim, but a melech who owns Yisrael, as far as you know, does not need a star shepherd.
Melech what?
Does not need a star shepherd. Even though it's more than just when one goy owns another goy and he frees him, he doesn't need a star shepherd because he never really owned the goof. The Malach is telling me that he has a kinyan aguf, which is why he's able to sell it to Yisrael. Now, again, even the Goy owns, Goy A owns Goy B, he doesn't own a kinyan aguf. Goy A sells Goy B to the Yisrael, and Yisrael owns a kinyan aguf.
How could that be?
You can't
sell more than what you have, right?
I mean, okay, it's fine, it is. Okay, I'm not arguing with you. But that's straight in the Gemara. That's a fair straight in the Gemara. I'm not, that's... Now, Zot comes along the Rash, and Rash says the Melech owns Goy A, or he owns Yisrael A. Now, that level of ownership is some level of an ownership. When he sells now the Yisrael to another Yisrael, the Yisrael owns him as an Eved Ivri, which is at some level of a Kinyan Aguf. That's what Rashba said. So that's not any different than when the Goy A sells Goy B to a Yisrael. The Goy A doesn't own a Kinyan Aguf and the Yisrael does. So when the Melech owns Yisrael A and he sells it to Yisrael B, right, the Yisrael B gets a Kinyan Aguf. I mean, there's once you have a Shem Avdus, the level of Avdus which you have by the first step doesn't preclude the level of Avdus by the second step becoming greater. If you have a Xeris Akasav that your Avdus is limited, doesn't preclude you that you cannot sell it to somebody whose level of Avdus is greater, can get a greater level of Avdus. That's straight in the Gemara. So, when does the Melech need any person who leaves the Malchus? Is like, you know, I'm leaving, you know, I'm moving to a new country. Do I need a Star Shikur from the Melech? I don't think so. Whether I'm a Goy or whether I'm Yisrael, I don't think so. But when Yisrael gets it, the more you need a Star Shikur. That's straight in the Gemara. But the Rashi learns that Yisrael of the Kayach of the Melech over the Am, it's because they moved in. Aldaskim Hem Boyim. And Melech, it goes under the concept which we find in the Torah of Kibush Mocha.
He's saying that the Melech has the Kinyan Aguf.
The Melech has
Kinyan Aguf.
Yes. So again, I don't know what level of Kinyan that is. That you need a Star Shipper. I don't know what that is.
He does need a Star Shipper for the Melech?
I don't know. I don't know what level of Kinyan Aguf that is. Okay. Okay, so this din, in Gzeilah Aveda in Perek Hey, Halacha Tezayin, so he brings the Halacha of Taska, which is in the Halacha Tezvav. Mel Shal Yudinav Shukom Shal Yitin Mahamash Al Asad Tia Asad Al Noisin Amas. Baruch Bala Sodom Bimnei Hamas, and so is Ebenos and Hamas, the Melech Shalal HaMelech. And so the Lach is, that's his. Fine. V'chein Melech Shagazer, Shakom Mish, Yitin Mas HaKotzav Ala Ish. She Yishtabed B'zeh, Shalanosa. If A pays for B, A has a right to be Meshabed with B. V'boi Yisrael V'nos and Hamas, Shal Yisrael Zeh, Ha'ani. So the Yisrael pays for another Yisrael. Hooray, so Oymed Boi. Yoyser me die. She did a melech din. Avaino eved by keev. Okay. So what does it mean? So he worked with him. Yoyser me die, but not like an eved. So what does that mean? So the Kesef Mishnah over here in Tez Zion says like this. So, he says the time of the kaimel on the hod also the havid eved ivri b'dvar m'shem miyuchadim lasiyas avadim. You can't embarrass an Eved Ivri and act with him like an Eved, Kanani. For example, the Caleb Acher of the Base of America, you take the Jew and you make him walk as your servant to carry your clothes to the Base of America. Or Lach, let them and all of them take off your shoes for you. You're not allowed to be Oved with another Jew, Avoid us Oved. Hani, merely Eved Ivri, Shanafshoi, Shvelo. So the once he's nimker, you can't rub it in. So you want to ask your son to take your shoes off for you? That's wonder. Excuse me, what's that way about his oven? Perishing more, you can't ask an Israel to take off your shoes. No, that's okay. If an Evan Ivri, you may not ask to take off your shoes. But your son, you may. Or Stami, so you may. You may even hire him for that part. As long as it's not an obvious situation. But Kamashal and the Hani, Kiman, the Bedina, the Malchus, the Mishtab, the Ibahu, Mishum Karga, the Avilayu, Havla Kimachurim, Bedinim, Kedin Evan Ivri, Shoshalabad by Abadisovid. So the Rambam is saying that this did of this rush, but the Umamas get a bias in him. I can't act like an evidence. Being that you may not be over with him, Avodah Zavah. You can work with him as much as you want, but you cannot be over them with things which are insulting like Avodah Zavah. So the day before in the Rambam, that the Rambam understands the Gemara like that. Now take a look at the Rambam. Oh, take a look at the Rambam. And the Shoy and the Malachim Herak Dal with Halach Aleph.
Listen, there's no Kenyan as a
Gala. Say there is a Kenyan as a Gala. That's why there's a Rabbi as a Gala. Evan Ivri, right.
So that's not
Evan Ivri is a Kenyan as a Gala. That's why there's a Kenyan Isser. He's Mutzah B'Shevcho. And he needs to get, he needs to start Shikra when he goes out. That's what I'm going to say. That's how the connection is going to the Rambam. He needs to start shifting when he goes out.
Yeah, go first to a guy, but it's
just more limitation.
Okay.
What?
That was a Parakei Halacha Tezai. No, Malachim Parak Dal Halacha Aleph. Rishus Yes the Melech Dinah Masal Ha'Am LeTzrachah VeLeTzarchah Machalos. The Melech has permission to has permission to put a mas al ha'am LeTzrachah VeLeTzarchah Machalos. He has the right either because he wants to make money or he needs it for wars, etc. Because of the Mechus, he sets up a tax. Also Levirch Min Mechus, you cannot be Levirch the Mechus. Sheyesh Lo Leagues or Shekomisha Yigdav Mechus Yilkach Mamoinai. Oh, you Hareg. Okay, so the part of the schus of the melech, because he can be geyser, that a person who steals, who doesn't pay the mechus, will either have his money taken away, or he will be killed. Shneamar, v'atemti yiloy la'avodim. The pasuk says in Shmuel, you are going to be the avodim of the melech. V'halom armor yilucho la'mas v'aducho. And so we see in the parsha of Avdus is included the right to charge mas. So Rama Paskins, the Melech is Zerchaboy. So the Pasuk says, by Shmuel, you're going to be his Avadim, Shaitan Pasuk. So therefore, the Melech has a right to charge your taxes. The Melech has a right to kill you if you don't pay the taxes, because you belong to him. They say Ramba. So this is not the din of the Melech, you know, needs to kill somebody because he's a martyr Melech. This is not the issue, not because he's killing somebody, because that he needs to maintain the authority of Torah and Klal Yisrael, etc. It's because he needs to collect taxes. And he has a right to do that to the Rama because you're his Evid.
You can't kill your Evid. You can't kill your only if it's, he's going to die in 2 days from now.
Okay, so we'll work out why the Rama holds it, that Evid over here is not going to catch you. But it's kind of, you mamash belong to him, so he can do whatever he needs to do with you. Whatever he wants to do with you. Is this all kings? Okay. That's a very good question. Do I have a raya the Rambam is talking about even by Melech Akum? I don't have a raya that means it's even by Melech Akum. The Rambam before, when he talks about the Dinah Muchsim, the Rambam says Beferish, it's whether it's a Melech Yisrael or Melech Akum. The Rambam says Gzeil. It's not called Gzeil because Dinah Muchsim is a Dinah, but whether it's a Melech Yisrael or it's a Melech Akum. So Tash Rebbe assumes it's the same din. Right, the Rambam Ravaz, so here, right, the Ravaz points it out. Right. But the Rambam himself, in Gzela, you know, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Gzela, or the beginning of the piece in Hilchos Gzela, Halacha Yud Aleph, he said, all these are cases where Bamechusha Pasco Melech, Ramashikak, Shlish, Revi, etc. They're coming to collect that. That is Enabakes is Galafisha Dina Melech Dinhu. He's over Mavicha Mechazem, they should go to Manasa Melech, Ben Shoy Melech, Ben Shoy Melech Yisrael. So the Rambam Frizzo said that this halacha of the right to charge taxes applies to both of them equally. And we would assume that's the same din. Okay. So the Kumtai said that the schus of the Melech, at least when it comes to the world of being mashabed with the person, when it comes to the world of charging taxes, is rooted in a musig of avdus which belongs to the Melech. The Rashba is compares that to the din of Kibush Mechama. The Rambam learns it out from Parshas Melech. Right, so maybe they're bringing two different makaris for that. Which one is the makar? But they're both saying, I see this Gemara in Yavam. It's also Gemara in Bamitziya. Daf Ayin Gimel, that the Gemara in both places says this. You said Merakar Dahani B'Tavta Namalka Monach. That the Chaisim Abdus, Rashi says over there, is sitting in the king's briefcase. In my briefcase, I have a list of all the names of the people in the country, and then I have a Chaisim Abdus in all of them. They're my Avodim.
Which one is yours?
Menvov. So that's how the Rashi looked up the Gemara. Now remember, Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi learns the Gemara some of by Goyim, and by yourself, this wouldn't be true. But the Rambam says, Rambam says, learns that the Farish, that the Rambam we saw in the Hills of Zelah Veda, Allah of the Zion, is clear even by a case of a Yisrael for another Yisrael. It means the Melech has this schus over a Yisrael. And the Rashba learns also that it's referring to, he says, Luli the Misafina. So the Rashba says, lightly like the Misafina. But the Rambam says, Lamais, it's a Talmud Yisrael to Yisrael. The assert of the din of the schus to charge taxes is because that's my own you. I have some level of schus in you. You're sitting in my country with some level of schus in you, and that gives me the right to charge. That's the schus to charge mechas is based on that. So if we're making our list of reasons behind the number who's a dinner, this is number 7, right? So we now have a 7th reason, which either now the Rambam says it's because he's an Eved. The Rashba adds, and that's the din of Kibush Mocham. The Rambam ties it to the Parshas HaMelech. So he said before it's based on Parshas HaMelech, but Parshas HaMelech, where did Parshas HaMelech? The Gemara didn't say it means this. So you could learn Parshas HaMelech if you look at Parshas HaMelech, which is also in this packet. Right? Let's see, one of these packets. Yeah. So, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zemish Zeh Yeh Mishmar HaMelech Asher Yimlech Alechem Es Benechem Yikach B'Som Lema Merkavta V'Rosa V'Rotza L'Fnei Merkavta. They're going to we're going to be in his arm. Bless him Asari Alof Asari Meyel Lach Ashtavish. They're going to work for him Likur Ketiroi Lass Play Mechamta Play Michpoy Bess Ben Oseichem Yikach L'Rakokos L'Tabach As Alofis. They're going to work in the kitchens. Bess Ode Seichem Bess Kamechem Bess Seichem Atoibim Yikach V'Rotza L'Vodah. Take away your properties and give it to his servants. He's going to take a miser on your produce. So the Miri seems to say that the Nakuda of this pasuk says he's a right to take part, money, take part of your produce for himself. That's a mas. So I don't have to look for mas based on the fact that he's an Eved. Right? The Rambam looks for the last pasuk. You take your avodim, your shvachas, your bachurim, v'atzarchem yasor, v'atem tiyulor l'avodim, which is the final thought of everything which was said above. V'atem tiyulor l'avodim, and it says in Torah, v'ha'yul l'chol ma'asa v'aducha. So the Rambam takes that last line. So again, if you want to learn the makor of Parshas HaMelech that have a right to take mas, doesn't have to be the attempt to yula lavodim. But the Rambam sees in the attempt to yula lavodim that's in the Kuda, and the Rashba calls that kibush mocham. Now, what you were suggesting just before, the idea of control. So it sounds you know, it's a kinyan chatzah. I have difficulty working with kinyan chatzah like that. But the musig of control in halacha, I just want to touch on it a little bit, right? So there's a kinyan there's a kinyan called shinui kai. So shinui is kind of by gzela. Shinui is kind of by gzela by ganeva, let's say, right? Shinui is kai. So how does it work? What's the kinyan shinui? So Rabbi Chanan said like this. That's it. As soon as I steal something, the Gazan steals something, so he gets kinyan gzela. Kinyan gzela really should make it his. Connected that, there's a pasuk in Torah, "Heishav Zayel Asher Goza." So it can't be kinyan because the Torah says you have to give it back. So you have to give it back. I was in my kinyan. Come Chazal, Darshan Asher Goza, Kain Asher Goza. Heishav Zayel Asher Goza only works if it's Kenshi Gozo. If it's not Kenshi Gozo, there's no mitzvah Hashav. Remember, you're kind of a Kiyan Gzeh. So how do we understand that? That's what we call Cheshon Zayt, the Cheshon of the Gemara. So what I understand what Bechon is saying is the following. We are want to understand that the only way I can get ownership in something is because I own it, and I have to be marked it to make it mine. It's somebody else. You come along and take the item against my will, you're a Gozo. It's not yours. There's no way to make something mine just by taking it. Comes from Muhammad and says, no, you're wrong. Really, theoretically, when I take something, it should come mine. Now, here's my Telzer guy coming in. Because what does bialus mean? Bialus means shlit over a chayfet. So, something more, if even by an aveda, I can't be marked 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 an aveda. Why? Because it's never shen of it's my habits. So that's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara understands that the ability to do something in your habits depends on having shlit over the habits. So the habits is sitting in the street and I have no power over the habits. I cannot do anything with the habits. So it's clear that's clear in the Gemara that the koyach of shlit over a habits is a defining element at some level in bias. So I cannot act as a bialin to be makdal, to be makdal, to be makdish, to be bechalel, all the different things that Moore says in Samach Tes in Baba Kama, I cannot do if I'm not shalit over the case. Now, let's take it a step by. Zotar Bechalel, I have a strange concept called Kibush Bechalel. I'm on the way of Tiru B'sitha, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that no Kibush Bechalel works because I'm on the way of Tiru B'sitha. So the Torah says that the land of Amun Moab, you may not touch, you may not take. It's also for Yisrael to take it. We know Kark is not Nigzeles. Comes Sichem Oeg, they wipe out, they throw out Amun Moab. I don't know if it still exists. We have the whole Sukkim of Moab, is all worried. I mean, they still exist. So it wasn't like they killed out every Moab, there's no Moab left in the world. Okay, so Moab now is not in their land anymore. Whose land is it? It's Moab's. Kark and Nigzeles. Comes Yisrael and says, I'm taking Moab's land. You can't do that. No, don't worry about it. It's Eretz Yisrael Moab. How does that work? What's that concept? So the word Kibush Mochama is Mavur in the Gemara that force makes you an owner. Elamai wants that Stam and Gazan, when he takes a piece of karka, he doesn't have that power. There's a Tarsan, Vahesa, Vashela, Shergosa. Whatever reason, the Torah puts its imprimatur on the concept of Muhammad. I'm not saying the Torah says you should do it. When you do it, it's yours. The Torah was not a kind. Give it back. It's not a boy. No. You want it fair and square. It's yours. Might makes right. So when I steal a chayfis, why isn't it mine? Because the Torah said give it back. That's the only reason why it's not mine. Beth, it's not yours anymore. In what way is this chayfis yours? You'll never see it again. I'm going to use it. I'm Charlotte over it. You are not Charlotte on it at all. It's mine. Why is it yours? Because the Torah said give it back. Now there's a Sheena. The Torah said give it back. So it's mine. Why shouldn't it be mine? The Gazan. So means the Torah is giving. I'm not sure the word. It's not giving reshus. It's not saying it's a good thing to do. But the Torah is recognizing the definition of bialus is shlita. Shaydor menim reshus shaladim, but some because the kilim reshus. The more right, more in psachim, the above on the base. The Rashi ena shaloi. What made the chametz ena shaloi? Why is it ena shaloi? Because in what way is this chametz yours? How's the chametz yours? Right. It's your chametz. Nobody else has tried it. You're after it. But you can't do anything with it. It's also b'hanos. That's ownership. That's not b'hanos anymore. Oh, it's yours. Rashi says. Ein b'shulah means ein b'shulah. It's something you have, but you may not, cannot. It's also to use. You have no way to use it. It's not yours. So, I mean, the Torah is agreeing that there's a Muslim who have caused violence through a lack of shlita. Who in the Gemara saying Kibush Mukhama says that it's yes shlita means yes violence. So, if we ask, we have a discussion in class. This might make right the answer. Sometimes yes. You know, I'm lost track of time over here. What time is it? 1 second. So the Rashi is mimachadish to us. Let's finish off the thought. Rashi is mimachadish to us that this that the Gemara and the Rambam are saying even more than that. That the Melech, as much as he's a shalit on the Am, because the tenth yulav avodin means he matters, gets that means the Torah gave him a kinyan in the people. He is a shalit on the Am. That's the dinah mechuzah dinah. The shalita which he has creates a dinah mechuzah dinah, which the Rashi calls that the yisur of the kibush mukhama. Al das came him boy mlodder baartzai who kilo look mimochama sheyesh lo kinyan ban kinyan aguf. It's not exactly the cause of a dafka ayinim mochama. It means as much as I'm the shalit on you, I become some level of an owner on you. Okay, I hope to look at the getting tomorrow.